The reason they were so successful duping you into believing that there was a scary new virus rapidly spreading through humans in 2020 is because people were caught off guard. There was a lot of confusion created by the very institutions and the trusted medical experts we were taught to rely on long ago. But we're wiser now. Crimes have been committed. People have been killed and maimed. And despite the current campaign to scare you into thinking that there is an illness brewing in birds that's rapidly jumping to many different animals and that threatens humans, I'm going to show you the evidence of the lies in the H5N1 bird flu scam. This is the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, and you're about to enter Truth in Medicine.
N1. I know that there was an H2N1 and H3N1. I guess we're up to five now. Is this something we should worry about, Doc?
It is. It could be disease X, Joe. H5 means it's avian, and then it can be N in different configurations. The H is the hemagglutinin. That's the spike protein on influenza. It's been around for, you know, decades. The Chinese have made it much worse by vaccinating poultry because the vaccines in poultry don't work. And so the birds spread it around more. The French tried it last year. It made it worse. Now we've had one case. It was in the New England Journal of Medicine today of a man in West Texas, conjunctivitis. He got it either handling some form of livestock, bird or cattle.
And welcome to the Dr. Jane Ruby Show this Monday night, May 6, 2024. Well, that was pharma buddy Peter McCullough, who blocked me, by the way, 2 years ago when I asked him why he was promoting what he called the great safety profile of the Novavax bioweapon shot. Yes, that Peter McCullough. But he was doing his part to assist the CDC in that clip and the World Health Organization in laying the groundwork for yet another scary pandemic. But this is not about McCullough. You can make your own judgments by what he does and what he takes, like the millions of dollars from Big Pharma, pushing Pfizer's Paxlovid and Merck's Molnupiravir antivirals for the treatment of the COVID narrative, which he also has steadfastly propagated. But worth mentioning, since this is an information war. No, this is about what is about to come at you, how they're building the phony scare of the bird flu frenzy. While you are busy navel-gazing and fighting over Israel versus Gaza, right and who's wrong about the Bible, that's just where they want you. No, they are charging forward, ramping up H5N1, this fluganza, I call it. And as McCullough points out cleverly, this is disease X, the placeholder for the mystery virus that will come upon you again out of nowhere. Well, it sure looks like they're working very hard to create the next pandemic scare. Beware of the chorus, comprised of some of the frontliners you think you trust, and many others, all with the same script, pushing the story of yet another wild and crazy virus that has never been isolated in its whole form from an ill animal or human. Once I lay out the story for you, I think you'll get the idea. I'm going to walk you through the evidence that this is all fake. Let me start with some understanding for all of us of what this bird flu is and how they go about diagnosing it. That's how you're going to see the playbook repeated. The symptoms for both birds and humans, as you would expect, are very general and vague, which gives them plausible deniability to these criminals. In animals, it's sudden death. Wow, that's specific, isn't it? Low energy or low appetite, coughing and sneezing. I don't think I've ever seen a bird sneeze, but maybe they do. And when they see these signs, guess what they do? They whip out that trusted swab and they swab the mucus in the mouths and the throats of the birds, or they'll take a fecal sample. I laugh because there are all kinds of proteins and RNAs and pieces in fecal matter. because they send it for yet another, you guessed it, a PCR test. Let me remind you, that's the same PCR test with a 98% false positive rate, whose inventor, Kary Mullis, stated clearly that it was not a diagnostic tool and had no such capability. And also, it's the same PCR test that was recalled in July 2021 by the CDC itself for its inability to diagnose any flu or differentiate one flu from another. The CDC acts like it's schizophrenic, doesn't it? One day telling you to take the PCR test, another day recalling that test, then replacing it with more PCR tests. I should be able to stop right there for all of us to determine that this is fraud. But there's so much more to share with you. Now, the symptoms in humans are being touted as the same as the common cold. Starting to get a little suspicious? You should. They include mild fever, sneezing, sniffles, fatigue. While the common cold is just a gift that just keeps giving, isn't it? And then when you report to your doctor that you've been near a bird who appeared to be sick because it was a little tired or fatigued, and you now have symptoms of fever, little light fever, little sneezing, coughing, he or she will undoubtedly tell you to take a PCR test. I kid you not. And in most cases, it's going to be positive, enabling him or her to report a case of bird flu in a human being. And that's how the cases begin, or I should say the phony cases begin to stack up. And this is even though the virus for any kind of avian flu, but specifically H5N1, has never been isolated in its whole form from an ill animal or individual. That's right. It's the old sequencing malarkey. I once asked Peter McCullough back in 2021, before he blocked me, how he knows it's COVID if the PCR test was recalled. And his response, his ready response was sequencing. Sequencing has become one of the major medical and scientific lies of our century. Because sequencing is a smokescreen for the inability to demonstrate or show proof of a whole virus isolated. Here's an article from the University of Minnesota that says, quote, CDC sequencing of H5N1 avian flu samples from patient yields new clinical clues. Close quote. Not identification or demonstration of a whole virus in H5N1, but rather a part of it that you're supposed to believe, simply because they tell you to, that you're supposed to believe is part of the whole virus. Trust us. We got this. A virus that's never been demonstrated to exist. Here's a publication entitled, quote, Isolation and Identification of Highly Pathogenic Avian Influenza Virus Type H5N1 in Peafowl. Huh. Now I'm saying to myself when I came upon this publication, oh, whoa. Okay, they said isolation and identification of an avian flu virus, right? Well, they're going to have society going around in circles for centuries with this garbage. So sequencing is the propaganda they use to tell you, using a portion of the virus to tell you that they have the whole virus. Or even worse, as in the case of the COVID scam, a facsimile of a portion of the whole virus that's never been proven to exist. Can you see why sequencing is such a great example of the evidence of the lie? If I hand you a finger that was just cut off of someone's hand, and I tell you it belongs to person A, you don't know if it belongs to person A or any other person. You don't know which person it belongs to because it's detached from its original source. And that is the foundation of the line of sequencing and the lie of sequencing that's been used to hoodwink public in these health scams. Now, the next publication I want to show you is about a child that unfortunately died and who had a respiratory illness. This is completely generalized. There is no absolute science that this child died from a flu or any particular flu. The article itself is entitled, quote, characterization of an avian influenza A, parentheses, H5N1, close parentheses, virus, isolated from a child with a fatal respiratory illness. Well, let's break this down a little bit, because you think you're hearing some important key words there, right? But I'm going to show you how they lie. The first sentence of the title is a giveaway. Characterization means a description of an observation, not proof of it. And then it goes on to say, virus isolated, but a careful read of just even the abstract without even getting into the entire article exposes that they were only looking at a portion of what they believed was from the deadly virus. Now, listen to this quote from the article. All eight RNA segments were derived from an avian influenza A virus. Okay, but there is no evidence laid out in this article of an isolated virus. So how can they have segments from that virus? And the answer is they cannot. Quote, remember, quote, all eight RNA segments. There's no proof. How can you have a segment of something that's never been demonstrated, that's never been proven to exist? If you can't isolate a virus in its whole and purified form from an ill animal or a sick individual, you don't have any leg to stand on. And this is part of the fraud that I see rising to be perpetrated again on the American public. It's why you have to stop and ask yourself, if you can't show me the whole virus, how do I know what you're testing for and what you're working on and what you're characterizing is really part of a particular virus? I mean, the short answer is you can't. But yet the lie continues. The propagation, the story, the Chicken Little rushing around, basing a story of fear, goes on and on and on. So what you're seeing lately is the CDC coming out now and again, every few days, giving you an update on avian flu. Oh, they identified one in Texas. What's up with that? They're always identifying something in Texas or Florida. But when you really get down to reading everything that's underneath that title about, oh, we isolated avian flu H5N1 in a human being in Texas, you see that the report really unveils that they're uncertain. Well, they went by the symptoms. The PCR was positive, but they weren't working off of an isolated virus because it doesn't exist. Now, let me just say this. Can they develop a gain of function entity? I'm going to call it an entity because it's synthetic, or gin up maybe a sort of a, I don't, organisms that they're using to call a flu, whether it's COVID or avian or whatever it is. Of course, we know that. We know that. We know all the documentation around the fact that the crimes have been committed. They've been planned, perpetrated, carried out over and over and over again. But the truth of the matter is, when it comes down to it, nobody has ever isolated in its whole and pure form any virus to show you that it even exists. And I'm going to remind you of something else. If you're thinking about buying products to improve your spike protein status, but you understand that the SARS-CoV-2 virus has never been isolated and purified in its whole form from an ill individual, then how the hell can anybody really tell you that they can reduce your spike protein something that is a part of that virus when no one's ever proven to you that the whole purified virus exists? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself that the next time you have a knee-jerk reaction with a fever and some sniffles to go take a PCR test. Back yourself up to the beginning. No one's ever demonstrated that SARS-CoV-2 exists in its whole and pure form, that it exists at all. The PCR test is a fraud. It is a fraud as a diagnostic tool. Might have all kinds of other functions that are legitimate, but it ain't no diagnostic tool. It's never been validated. And even in the fake Corman-Drosten paper, where they claimed in their own, they peer-reviewed their own paper and then published it in their own journal, they claimed that they validated the PCR test against a portion or a facsimile, a portion of a facsimile. That's like three times removed, because nobody had a whole SARS-CoV-2 virus. And so if you don't have a whole one, you certainly can't prove that you have a sequence. That's why the sequence story is okay. It's important. It's important to keep pulling yourself back to the truth. The truth will anchor you. It will keep you from going down the hole fast and furious and getting lost in it. When I return, I'm going to show you some additional evidence of how the CDC and the World Health Organization are continuing to build this hoax of what they surely will try to call a pandemic. In fact, you'll see a clip coming up from the chief scientist at the WHO, who's already propagating the fear campaign, and you'll hear this in his own words. And the second part of the lie, which I will cover in the next segment of the show, is that they're trying to tell you that there are two types of H5N1. See, this gives them a lot of wiggle room, okay? One that's mild and one that makes you very sick and it's dangerous. Isn't that convenient? Isn't that convenient? Just like some people dying of the COVID shot and others not getting sick or dying and everything not happening at the same time. Oh, you're positive for avian flu. You need to be locked down. Well, what happened? I don't have symptoms. Well, you probably have the mild type, so don't worry about it. Oh, Lord, I can see the fraud coming down the hill. This gives them a lot of leeway working this public health emergency scheme. And the phony methods like the PCR and other fake tests that they're using to claim that they can diagnose the difference between low and high pathogenic avian flu. Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. They really think we're that stupid. Crazy. Before we get to that and a few other messages that I think are really important for you, I want to remind you that gold is going up, up, up every week. And if you're watching, the value of the US dollar worldwide, I'm hoping it's catching your attention. Consider putting a portion of your retirement savings and other assets into physical gold and silver. At least learn more about it from my partners, my trusted partners at Augusta Precious Metals. They'll share an incredible one-on-one live webinar with you where you can walk through it with them. You can ask all your questions, no obligations. Learn more about how you can protect everything you've worked for. Give them a call today at 888-836-1890 or click on the link in my show description below. Don't go away. We're going to get into how to manage this fake public health emergency when they try to unleash their phony claims. I'll be right back.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Jane Ruby here. Thousands of members across my social media have reported that the Triad Air purification products are incredibly effective at getting rid of shedding symptoms you may experience around family members and friends who took the jab. The Triad Air systems do not use filters, so there's nothing else for you to buy. The large unit protects homes up to 3,000 square feet. The mini is great for single rooms like dormitories up to 200 feet. And the personal shield protects you wherever you go. Wear it around your neck, on your purse, belt, or try the Go that fits in your car's cup holder. These products clean the air in your home of allergens, pollen, and mold using a pulse negative ionization technology similar to how the outside air is cleansed after a thunder and lightning storm. And you'll never have to change another filter. Go to airwaterhealing.com and use the promo code RUBY for 10% off and free shipping. That's airwaterhealing.com. Welcome back to the second half of the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. Thank you for being with me tonight. So in the first segment, I laid out before you a great deal of information that is evidence. In my opinion, it's very strong evidence of a hoax, of an incoming hoax for avian flu. The absurdity that a flu virus that causes respiratory illness in birds has ramped up so quickly, it's so virulent, so shockingly out of the blue, that it's ramped up into a deadly killer respiratory flu. And then it's so strong and so ugly that it's got the power to jump species, conveniently, I might add, over to your cattle, your egg-producing chickens, and your other livestock in our food supply. Such a scam story. And it's giving state governments and a lot of federal authorities justification for destroying small to medium farms, destroying their livestock, and grossly reducing the food supply for Americans. And you can follow that out. They run this scheme enough times, you can hit the largest farms, producing chickens, producing your beef cattle, raising that cattle for beef consumption, and to create more and more dependence going forward on what I call the grid. The grid is big everything. It's big pharma, big food, Monsanto, Nestle, all these big, Tyson, these big food manufacturers, big government, big tech, big everything. You want to prepare to be so removed from that grid in terms of your dependence while they're working to get us more on that grid. And it's really time that you start connecting the dots and that seeing that everything is happening in tandem. This should raise your suspicions greatly. Now, I want to play a short clip for you from featuring Dr. Jeremy Farrar, the chief scientist at the World Health Organization, who's in lockstep, of course, with his buddies over at the CDC, claiming that there is a current outbreak of H5N1 avian flu in America. Please roll the tape.
Outbreak, for want of a better word, in America amongst cows is really concerning as well, and also talks to this issue of transmission. We have to understand in those cow settings, sheds, how H5N1 is transmitting, because it may be evolving into transmitting in different ways. Do the milking structures of cows create aerosols? Is it the environment which they're living in? Is it the transport system that is spreading this around the country? So this is a huge concern, and I think we have to watch, more than watch, we have to make sure that if H5N1 did come across to humans with human-to-human transmission, that we were in a position to immediately respond with access equitably to vaccines.
Okay, let me break this down for you a little bit. Without any evidence, no evidence at all, no charts, no epidemiology records, no no groups of veterinary associations standing behind him with data on how these animals are getting infected, how they're transmitting it, how it's jumping from chickens to people. None of that. None of that. This moron makes the declaration that this flu has jumped to cattle. But then he admits they don't know how it's transmitted, but they sure as hell know it's jumped. And they're diagnosing it with the fake PCR to tell you that it has been diagnosed in cattle. And they want to scare, you that this is happening in cows, that it could be in your cow meat or your unpasteurized milk. But he admits they don't even know how the scary virus has jumped from birds to cows, but they want you to be prepared for a pandemic in human beings because of it. The audacity with which he perpetrates, or that they all perpetrate, this level of horseshit in your face is beyond the pale. You don't know, Dr. Farrar, how it's transmitted from one species to another, but you want us to believe that you're pretty sure you have cases in human beings in the United States or maybe other parts of the world. You're going to try to convince us that you know scientifically that H5N1 jumps to humans. You don't know if it's, he admits he doesn't know if it's transmitted in the cow's milk or on the truck that transports the animals. Are you kidding me? Get out of our faces until you figure it out and show bona fide scientific proof. But no, let's continue to ramp up anxiety and fear in the general public all over the world and lie to them and tell them that there is a current outbreak in the United States before we even know how it's transmitted. This is a crime in the making. So let's take a closer look here at the second part of the lie, that the lie that there's a mild avian flu for H5N1 and there's a serious version. They call it highly pathogenic avian influenza and low pathogenic. I want to show you how they lay out the distinctions. Take a look at this picture. First, low pathogenic avian influenza has either no signs of disease or very low symptoms. Let me stop there. Here we go again with asymptomatic. Remember asymptomatic COVID? I know you don't feel sick, but you're at risk to either carry it or you're transmitting it and you have to have the vaccine or you have to quarantine. Ignore your lying eyes. When that fake PCR test comes up positive and you have no illness at all, you're still going to be locked down and you're still going to be quarantined. And by God, you're going to be treated with a vaccine. And here's the scare. Even though most avian flu viruses are low pathogenic, they say, or have no signs of disease in the infected birds, they still say to keep your anxiety level high that, quote, these viruses can mutate into highly pathogenic strains. And they want you to know that they can mutate at a moment's notice without any warning and without any scientific basis or any lead into it. So don't get comfortable, because they want you to know that this thing could explode into the dangerous type at any moment. And for God's sake, you could have a pandemic. Wow. Then they go on to say, you see here in the lower half, the highly pathogenic avian flu causes severe disease and high mortality. And they go on to say that it affects multiple internal organisms with a mortality rate, that's a death rate, of 90 to 100%. 90% to 100%. 100%. Wow. That sure sounds scary, right? What are you trying to motivate me to do when you tell me scary things like that? Often, within 48 hours, they claim, the death happens. They're dropping dead in 48 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you, we have the makings here of the second scam of the century. If we're not careful, and if we don't educate ourselves and those around us to what's happening. Here's a post by the CDC entitled highly pathogenic avian influenza reported in a person in the United States. Now, hold on. Remember, when you see these kinds of notices, you don't know anything about the person. You don't know what their basic medical status is. You don't know if they have other medical comorbidities. You don't know, first of all, they were diagnosed with a PCR test, the same fake test used to claim the super cases of illness that scared people into bellying up for the toxic bioweapon shot for COVID. And they thought it was a vaccine. And after scaring you with the main title that it was reported in a person, oh my God, it's jumped to humans. Oh my God. Most of you will just run off talking about it, whatever you do, and don't read the entire article. The smaller subtitle reads, just have to go to the next line. The smaller subtitle reads, quote, CDC's risk assessment for the general public remains low. This was posted about a month ago, folks. You see this up and down roller coaster? It's bad. It could switch. It could flip in a minute. It could the mild could turn into the severe. People could start dropping dead within 48 hours. But for now, the risk for the general population is low. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Get off their grid. Get off their grid. The CDC and the WHO are all over the map. It's an outbreak. It's got the potential to be a pandemic. Oh, somebody has it in the U.S. Oh, my. When in reality, if you really look under the hood, there's nothing there but the making of another scamdemic. Now, here's a post put out by the FDA very recently on the highly pathogenic version of avian flu H5N1. They say that the highly pathogenic viruses, or what they're calling that, can be transmitted by wild birds to domestic poultry and other birds and animal species. Where's the proof of that? I want to urge all of you to start demanding proof. Demand accountability. And when they throw something at you in response to that demand, don't just say, oh, okay, thanks, sorry. No, make them prove what they're saying. Push through it, read it, corroborate it, bring it to other experts, because I guarantee you that you will see the lie if you peel back a few layers. And then they go on to say here, although bird flu viruses do not normally infect humans, sporadic human infections have occurred. Where is the proof? You want me to accept a positive PCR test or go to a spit and laugh in your face to prove that this virus, H5N1, or any virus, not only jumped from wild birds over to my chickens, in my chicken coop in the backyard, but also to other animal species in the area like cows, pigs, and goats? Wow. One of the ways they're trying to dupe the public into believing that they have the diagnosis down is through the use of the term hemagglutinin. And I want to cover this briefly before we close out tonight. Hemagglutinin it's a protein in the body, generated by the body. It's found in a lot of foods. Hemagglutinin has been used to justify the story that if the levels are high of a particular type, that they are proof that the virus, the H5N1 virus, has attached to you, to a person, and it's proliferating. This has never been demonstrated to be true. And in fact, these substances are commonly found in the body, as I said. The PCR test identifies building blocks of RNA, basic building blocks of protein structure, okay? And like hemagglutinin, this does not prove infection or illness. This is very similar to the use of when you've seen people say, well, I have my spike proteins checked. Okay, how did you get that tested for a virus that's never been isolated? And you're going to tell me you had a measurement or a test done for the parts of that virus. Okay. Oh, my IgG levels were up. Your immunoglobulin. Okay. Levels used to cross over and tell someone they have high levels of some kind of pathogen simply because their immunoglobulin G is up, elevated. Immunoglobulin G is a very common and ubiquitous substance found in the body. In fact, it's one of your most prolific antibodies that you naturally make, and it represents about 75% of your blood antibodies at any given time. It's the most common type. So when it's elevated, you could have stubbed your toe, or you could have some kind of an illness. That's how far away from specificity these types of elements are. And how they're used, you know, big words, IgG, and, you know, hemagglutinin and all these other things that are related to the virus are elevated. How they're used to fool you into thinking, to get you anxious, into thinking that they actually have a way to diagnose this so that they can take control of what to do to help you. Remember, always remember at the basis of all of this, that public health has been hijacked and weaponized against all of us. Beware. Lastly, I'm going to give you another warning. Beware of frontline so-called experts, some that you possibly trusted in the beginning, but I've taught you to watch people over time for their consistency. They might have done, the very definition of controlled opposition is to give you lots of good stuff and then weave in the other stuff that can either confuse you or sent you down the wrong path. Beware of frontline so-called experts that assist the CDC and the World Health Organization to push forward, to keep talking about the fear and the doubt, to talk about scary variants on these viruses that have never been demonstrated to exist, to talk about the mild versus the severe H5N1 avian flu. Watch out for that terminology. Watch out for your favorite frontline expert starting to talk about it. Even if they give you the benefit of the doubt and say, well, we don't know if it's really true, but if it is, you ought to do X, Y, and Z. I've taken the time to sort out some of this, to get you on the trail of skepticism, to give you the courage to demand accountability of these authorities for what they're putting out, to encourage you to further pursue the information, to put it together with other pieces of information, which is called corroboration, and to insist upon these so-called experts that they show you proof of this avian flu virus with more than just computer-generated cartoons like this, which, by the way, if you really notice, all of these virus cartoons are starting to look alike because they're all generated on a computer, because there is no proof of what they look like because there is no proof that they exist. They wouldn't all look similar, and they're all a cartoon. And then also watch out for the stories of sequences. Stop accepting sequences. Oh, I examined a portion of that virus. It's BS. Stop accepting that as scientific objectivism when it's nowhere near that. Don't accept, well, I looked at portions of or facsimiles of the virus, of something that they cannot demonstrate to you exists. The value of understanding this empowers you to stave off future fraud. Because when enough people are aware and push back, the evil psychopaths retreat. We've seen it over and over again. So remember and don't react. Pursue. Demand proof. Don't let the conversation stop there. Well, that's it for this edition of the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. This has been a fun show for me to do because I know that it's ammunition. It's informational ammunition to keep you strong, to keep you smart. We're not going to capture everybody in this educational effort. And that's just the collateral losses in war. But we're going to capture as many people as possible and save as many babies and children. If you know when a fraud, a scam is coming at you, if you recognize the pieces of a lie, you will be able to protect yourselves. Well, I hope this has all been helpful to you. Please remember to follow me on Twitter and Telegram. You'll find my shows on my Rumble channel. Please always support my work. I take no sponsorships from any corporations or large entities so that no one entity has any influence over the information I bring you. I hope you all have a blessed evening, and I'll see you at the next coffee chat. God bless you all. Have a great night, everyone. Wow.